You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron, there when it matters.
Well, it's time to go offshore with Mark Wheatman, CEO of Unum Capital. And Mark, tonight we've decided just to dive straight into the portfolio. There isn't too much time, and you've got some piping hot fresh out of the oven trading ideas for us. Kick us off.
Evening, Michael. Yeah, I got quite frankly tired of saying the same thing about the US and Brexit, etc.
And so interest rates, and we know it's all about the Fed.
100%. And we all know it's earnings coming out this week, and we've kicked off the bank earnings, and that will affect our existing financial ETF, which I've got on a sort of sell watch just in case. But I've got about 11 trade ideas I want to quickly go through for the listeners tonight. And I must thank one of my analysts, Lester Davids, my technical analyst, has put in quite a lot of effort on this. So I must thank him. You can't do this without a team, as they say. So look, let's kick off with a couple of updates on last week. We put that platinum punt on last week. LPLA. I was very conservative about it. I took a third off halfway through the week. And if you go onto the website, trade1027.co.za, you'll see that I actually comment about the trades. Mm. And if I do something during the week, I will actually put the comment there so you can actually follow it. Not quite in real time, but as I make the changes. So we took about a third of the platinum trade off, and then I took the other two thirds off yesterday.
And you held gold, though.
We held the gold, and I'm still sticking on sides with Nick there, but I'm not sure. You know, we're slightly in the money. I'm going to add another commodity tonight because I do think you have to have commodities in the portfolio. So tonight I'm going something slightly different. I'm adding a whole lot of softs. So the one good thing about offshore ETFs is you can get a plethora of underlyings. So this is the Invesco Multi-Sector Agricultural ETF. Its code is DBA. And basically what you get is some cattle in there, which is kind of interesting, but you get a whole lot of softs. And what softs are soya, wheat, corn, sugar, cocoa. Yeah. And softs have been pushing up lately. So we've decided to put it in there. It was, when I first looked at it, about 1680. It's 1655 at the moment on the ETF. So we're going to add a little bit of soft commodities in there. And then sort of leveraging off that, another index we watch is the Baltic Dry Index, which is really a shipping index, which kind of tells you what goods are moving around on the oceans. And that is at five-year highs. But what we're seeing is that the shipping ETFs are not. And you had this relative movement between the two. So we decided also, we took a punt locally on Grindrod because clearly Grindrod is a logistics company, but offshore we've decided to go for the shipping ETF. Its code is SEA, and we're buying that around about $9.
SEA, it would be for the shipping ETF.
I know. I mean, they're not very obvious with these ETF names, are they? Yeah. Then I'm going to add to our offshore exposure. We already owned Emerging Asia. I'm going to add Malaysia. We've had an eye on this ETF. It last traded about 74.5. We're going to add that into the portfolio because we've got quite a lot of U.S. and I'm worried about the U.S. I think we've got quite a big chunk of U.S. exposure. So Malaysia. One of the ones that popped up technically was a Chinese company called Ctrip, but we added Trivago and Booking.com, which are both in the money last week. So I don't feel like adding another sort of online travel company.
So we'll just keep that on the watch list then.
I'll keep it on the watch list, but we already got two. So maybe a switch out of those at some time in the future. Another one that really, I don't know if you've watched Weight Watchers. I mean, Weight Watchers was a $100 stock, and then it kind of lost a whole lot of weight. I mean, it went anemic, clearly.
A bit like Herbalife, yeah.
So, I mean, the stock is down from its high 75%. So technically, at around about $5, it kind of looks like a bit of a punt. So we're putting that one in. I've added Spotify, Netflix. You'll recall on Netflix, we had a top on net for $380, and we were above that. And I said to you last week, if it came back to 80, we'll use that as a sort of take profit stop loss. It came back below 380, and I think rules are rules, so 380, it's out, and we're going to replace it with Spotify at around about 154.50. I don't understand the stock, and I don't really like it. My kids kind of know it, and my technical analysis has got it in, so we're going with that. And then Burberry, I wanted to put Burberry in, but I put no, because it just has gone up 14%, and I'm not going to run after it. And so if we'd had the show yesterday, Brewery would have been in. Today it's not. And then two last ones to just chat about. I'm really thrilled with our IPO ETF. It just keeps going and going and going for us. And I'm a little bit worried because it's now reached sort of all-time highs for the year. I'm just getting a little bit worried about the whole IPO market.
Well, there was a news out of ABI InBev that's canning its Asian listing as well.
Yeah, and you wanted to go and find what the name was, and by the time I found the name, they binned it. So, you know.
So are you saying we're taking profits on our IPO ETF?
You see, my technical analyst says you should never sell something that's going to 52-week highs. You should wait for a pullback. So let's rather just hang in there. I'll keep an eye on it. If it looks like it's losing momentum, but not at the moment, I think let's stick with the momentum on that one.
Well, Mark, unfortunately, that is where we're going to have to end it. As I said, a very quick-fire offshore investment feature this week. We've got so much to get through. But if you've got any questions for Mark on any of these selections, any of these punts, or how to trade offshore, tweet us at Classic1027 or send us your telegram on 066-470-1872. Or you can just go on to the website that we've developed for this particular feature. That's trade1027.co.za. Let's find out what's happening out on the roads with Katleho.